Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And welcome to the Baltimorean section of the Bird's Eye View First Annual
Awards.
My name is Sam Dingman.
This is Alan Smith, and we have a stupid lineup for you this evening, going through two of the most moronic categories for this year's awards.
For those of you who don't know us, we are the co-hosts of a program called Baltimoreans.
The home of the all-weather fan.
Yes. And we recently ran a poll on our website asking our listeners and the listeners of this fine program to submit their votes for two, as Alan said, moronic awards. The awards are the 2013 Dan Duquette Reclamation Project of the Year.
Carrying on award. In the proud tradition of last year's winner of this award, Nate McClouth.
Nathaniel, to his mother.
Plucked off of the scrap heap of baseball history and installed successfully as the most prolific Oriole in last year's playoff run.
Yes. The second award is called the 2013 Brady Anderson's 96 season Memorial Award for Power That We Hope Isn't Too Good to Be True Award.
Of course, this is a throwback to the days when Brady Anderson leapt from his usual career home run rate of the mid to low 20s to a surprising 50 home run season, and then was definitively caught cheating.
Alan, how do you feel that our faux solemn voices are working so far?
I think we've really set the scene for a wonderful night of awards, and I think we should jump right in.
Okay. For the first award, and again, thank you to all of our listeners who voted in our poll. The nominees for the 2013 Dan Duquette Reclamation Project of the Year Award. My voice is kind of breaking, and it sounds like I'm going to start crying.
Well, it's a very solemn occasion, Sam. This is a serious award filled with very serious people.
I just don't want people to think I'm affecting anything. I really do feel
the solemnity of the situation.
A deep well of emotion about this. Also, my voice gets weird when I forcibly try to lower it.
Right, right.
The first nominee for the 2013 Dan Duquette Reclamation Project of the Year Award is Chris Dickerson.
24 at-bats coming in. Marquez and Davis have already had hits in the inning. He launches it! Right center field! Chris Dickerson, goodbye! Home run! Orioles win! Two down! Bottom of the ninth inning!
Truly earning his name there of the last resort, Chris Dickerson walks it off in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Orioles a victory. And in many ways, he has been this year's Nate McClouth, picking up a series of at-bats as different outfielders were unable to perform, and doing yeoman's work as an off-the-bench pinch hitter in various situations and a stellar defensive replacement.
The second nominee for the 2013 Dan Duquette... It really sounds like I'm about to start crying. The second nominee for the 2013 Dan Duquette Reclamation Project of the Year Award is Tommy Hunter.
Three games,
yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Here's the 0-2 delivery, and Bautista off Tommy Hunter's bare hand! And he gets the out!
Not always the sharpest knife in the drawer, our Tommy Hunter, but certainly brave.
On Twitter, he has a handle called Tommy Goes Boom, which I think is an accurate mental depiction of what happens inside his brain when he has any thought.
And he really has been a reclamation project, perhaps not in the traditional reclaimed off of the waiver wire, but certainly reimagined from a sweaty 5 1/3 with 6 earned run innings starter to a lockdown secondary first option out of the bullpen, and in many ways the heir apparent for Jim Johnson's closer job.
Yes, and it is no small feat given just how bad a starting pitcher he was. The next nominee in the category of is the entire building vibrating?
No way to go but forward.
Okay. That sound, ladies and gentlemen, is coming from outside the apartment. Excuse me. From outside of the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles. Where we, of course, are broadcasting from. And we don't know what it is. It may be an extraterrestrial invasion.
Can't rule it out.
We can't rule it out. The next nominee for the 2013 Dan Duquette Reclamation Project of the Year Award is Freddy Garcia.
We're back. S to the T to the R. Much love, Nomadic.
Peace.
The pressure's on my chest, but fuck it, I'm never supposed to let them see me sweat. Wipe off the stress, pleasure and...
So what you maybe did not hear in there was the lyric, I'm not going to let them see me sweat.
And,
which is
a piece of irony,
a song Freddy Garcia has never heard.
Freddy Garcia, of course, no longer with the big club, after being designated for assignment to make way for the other quadruple A pitchers that we have been rolling out repeatedly over the course of this year, though he did manage to soak up some quasi-brilliant innings in the middle of the first half of this year's season. The final nominee for this year's Dan Duquette Official Reclamation Project of the Year is, of course, not a person at all, but an organ. An important organ, and one that has been well stretched. This is, of course, the liver of one Gary Thorne.
All happening on this day, DiMaggio, Robinson and Mays. There's a song there somewhere. We're talking bass. Oh, never mind.
Gary Thorne, who we have no proof was drinking on the air during that clip, has been drinking for so many years that is the kind of thing that comes out of his mouth on an almost inning-by-inning basis during transitions. And yet, he is still employed. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are your nominees. Alan, do you have the envelope?
I have the envelope here. And the winner of the 2013 Dan Duquette Reclamation Project of the Year Award goes to Chris Dickerson. Chris Dickerson, for his fantastic alternative off-the-bench play and his ongoing, beautiful, smooth defensive work in the outfield.
Now, I would like to let people know that Chris Dickerson only narrowly defeated Tommy Hunter for this award, with the final vote being 39% for Chris Dickerson and 35% for Tommy Hunter. And Chris Dickerson, Chris Dickerson just barely scratching out a victory here.
And, of course, unfortunately, because the team is playing later on today as we record on the 4th of July, Chris Dickerson could not be here to accept the award himself.
Right.
So we have, of course, one of the nominees here to accept the award on his behalf.
And he's probably a little bit sad that his liver didn't win. but I think he's prepared. The aliens are riding motorcycles. he's probably a little bit sad that his liver didn't win, but he has prepared a few words on Chris Dickerson's behalf.
Polished off the old tuna. Altoona, the curve. The Altoona curve. Where did they come up with that? Here is Rayburn. I'll get an answer to that shortly. And that is in there for a strike. Somebody from Altoona will drop a line.
I don't think Chris Dickerson could have said it better in his own words.
All right. Well, let's move on to the second award.
Let's move on.
Of course, the 1996 Memorial Brady Anderson Award for power that we really hope is legitimate.
The first nominee, ladies and gentlemen, is
Tommy Hunter.
And they'll go beyond the beltways for the biggest headlines from around the world of baseball. That's the Mid-Atlantic Sports Report tomorrow, 5 to 6:30. Maybe we'll highlight the Altoona curve.
I'm sorry, that was not the right clip. That's Gary Thorne still talking about the Altoona curve. Tommy, of course, as we have discussed already in the broadcast here from the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles, California, Tommy was a middling starter who, on a good day, would touch 88 with his fastball. And then last year, as Orioles fans know, came out of the bullpen throwing 98 miles per hour.
The round mound of Zone Pound.
As he is oft referred to on our program, at least. And I think with his outing last night, dropped his earned run average under 2. Clearly one of not just Dan Duquette's finest projects since taking the helm, but also a testament to the latent power in Tommy Hunter's arsenal that we hope is not too good to be true. The next nominee in this category, ladies and gentlemen, is the man that you may call Crush, the Bible Belter, or his real name, Chris Davis.
Now Davis, a single, and this time he drills it way back, right field, Chris Davis, goodbye, home run, tie game.
As of recording time today, Chris Davis has hit the ball very hard multiple times, and we sincerely hope that he has done this all with only his faith in the Almighty and a very good workout regime.
As anyone who's been paying attention knows, someone on Twitter, I believe their handle was MichiganMagic1, recently tweeted at Chris Davis, quote, "Are you on steroids?" And Chris Davis responded in distinctly unequivocal fashion, "No."
I, for one, feel better.
Our next nominee is someone who is on steroids. We know this.
The University of Miami. Valencia, now at 28 years old, puts that one to left field. That is way back. That's why he plays against lefties. Goodbye, home run. Danny Valencia gets the homer, and the Orioles get a 1-0 lead.
Danny Valencia.
Let's not say anything else about Danny Valencia. The final nominee in this category, ladies and gentlemen. Did you like how I had a fluttering tongue on that? Ladies and gentlemen.
Glottal.
It's because I'm nervous.
Because at any moment, Brian Roberts might again return to the disabled list.
Roberts goes, throw, one hopper, not in time, a stolen base.
Well, let's hope he's all right.
Head first at that.
Yep.
And down. Can this be? Yeah, you just hope.
The fourth nominee, ladies and gentlemen, was Modern Medicine for reanimating Brian Roberts' desiccated corpse and allowing him to return to the field of play in the 2013 season. Alan, do you have the envelope?
I do. We're very excited for this year's 1996 Brady Anderson Memorial Season Award for the power that we really, really hope is legitimate. And winner is... no surprise here, it is Chris Davis for his 32 home runs, .333 average, and disgusting power to both fields. Chris Davis, of course, also could not be here today. Although, in preparation for what was a clear category designed to glorify Chris Davis, he left us a speech, so I have that here. Chris Davis wanted to thank God, the Texas Rangers, Dan Duquette, God, the Baltimore Orioles, God, the Louisville Slugger Company that makes his slightly larger bat than last season that has allowed him to cut a few holes out of his swing, and, of course, Jesus Christ, his personal Lord and Savior.
Chris Davis took 65% of the vote in our Baltimoreans poll. but notably in second place with a distant but still statistically significant 13%. Modern Medicine. For reanimating the desiccated corpse of Brian Roberts.
And we really would like to thank Modern Medicine from Pasteur on for being here today and for putting forward such a strong showing in keeping a body that clearly yearns only for the deep, deep rest of permanent slumber back on the baseball field, and yesterday hitting a home run.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in to our awards broadcast right here from the red carpet of the
Kodak Theater in beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
We hope you've enjoyed the show.
Thank you, of course, to the good people of the Bird's Eye View podcast for putting on this amazing award ceremony.
If you enjoyed our nonsense, which is unlikely, you can find more of our work at BaltimoreOnsPodcast.com.